For anyone who's had surgery in the Nashville area, it's more likely than not that a graduate from the Middle Tennessee School of Anesthesia was in the room. And this quietly influential institution is taking on the state's pain pill epidemic. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on an effort to get opioids out of the operating room.
Chris Hewlin is president of this school in Madison, which trains more than two-thirds of the nurse anesthetists practicing in Middle Tennessee. And today he's wearing sandals around the office.
I recently had surgery on my left foot.
I did wonder why you were wearing Birkenstocks.
I'm just that cool.
Really, this foot surgery was a golden opportunity for Hewlin to play the patient. The school has started teaching nerve blocks. So instead of knocking him out, the anesthesia team numbed a particular nerve that deadened his whole leg. That meant he was wide awake.
Said hi to the surgeon a couple times during the case. We conversed. It felt zero pain, didn't have any sensation on my foot for 24 hours.
And after that, instead of potentially addictive narcotics, ibuprofen did the trick. This is where the school sees opportunity. Patrick Moss teaches acute pain management here and says surgery is often the starting point for dependence and even addiction.
We want to eliminate or potentially decrease the probability that the patient's going to be exposed to those opiates for the very first time.
So here's what they're teaching. Kyle Binge squeezes goop on his portable ultrasound device and slips it down the neck of a fellow student while watching a monitor.
So for this block here, we're looking at the shoulder and upper arm.
Binge pinpoints the relevant nerve. After numbing it up with a needle, a patient would be ready to go under the knife. Improvements in imaging technology are what have made nerve blocks more practical. Still, they haven't caught on widely. These techniques are kind of foreign to older practitioners. In fact, the Middle Tennessee School of Anesthesia has had some trouble finding operating rooms where students can practice their nerve blocks.
Adoption of that may be limited by the specialist that you have in your hospital.
Anesthesiologist David Edwards of Vanderbilt Medical Center is a nerve block believer, but he says he understands the hesitancy. They can sound intimidating to patients, and they need more monitoring.
Definitely requires a support team when you decide as a hospital to use these kinds of techniques. Because what if it isn't completely helping the pain? What's your backup plan?
But Edward says if the goal is to reduce the use of opioids in hospitals, then everyone will need to become more familiar with new methods. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.